This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Truer words have never been said. Snow is different than rain.
And if you look outside right now, that is certainly not snow.
That's correct.
It's wet.
What happened to Lake Odyssey outside?
I think it's receded.
Like my hairline?
Yes.
Not quite that fast, but it is receding.
Wow.
Wow.
Unnecessary dig.
Classic horseshoe pattern.
Okay.
35 at Penway is looking much better than it was. Just north of the Ferris wheel was a lake earlier.
Yeah, it was. We remain under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock tonight. Houston man is suing fast food chain Whataburger, claiming that he suffered an allergic reaction to onions on a burger despite ordering the meal with no onion.
All of that stuff touches and comes into contact with onions, does it not?
Demaree Wilson says he had such a bad allergic reaction to the onions while dining at one of the restaurant's chains on June 24th that he had to seek medical attention. Wilson claims that he took one bite of his meal and immediately tasted onion, which was enough to cause an allergic reaction. He has filed $1 million lawsuit.
Okay. Wow. $1 million.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
If one is so allergic to onions that one might need medical attention if he were to consume onions,
yep,
and he goes out of his way to order a burger without onion,
yep,
doesn't one think that when one sits down at
you
their
do the bun lift
table, they're going to lift the bun to make sure that they got it right?
Do you know what I do every single time I order a burger?
Mm.
I do the bun lift. Do you know why?
No.
I'm not allergic to a damn thing, but I want to make sure there's no ketchup on my burger. I hate, fun fact, ketchup on my burger. It disgusts me.
Ketchup is the worst condiment of all time.
I hate ketchup on my burger.
What do you take on your burger?
I will take some shredded lettuce. I always have to have cheese, and if there's not, I won't eat it.
What condiment do you put on there?
Mayonnaise.
So I like mayonnaise and ketchup
on my burger. Aha! Nope. Just mayo.
Mayonnaise and mustard here.
So good.
Wow, we're all different.
Mm-hmm. Did he or did he not specify that he had an onion allergy?
He did. Yeah.
Well, no, he says in the story he did, but I don't know if he told them.
Because if he, obviously they have cameras inside the store. If he did not say, no onions, please, I am allergic to onions, it does not initiate the allergen protocol.
Hmm.
Because when you tell someone in a restaurant, hey, I'm allergic to X, Y, or Z, the chef,
yeah,
whoever that is, has to change their gloves, has to change their apron,
yep,
wash their hands,
because to Dana's,
the whole nine.
To Dana's point just a minute ago, I mean, just the very nature of we've got onions all over the kitchen here, doesn't that increase the likelihood that that's...
It would increase the likelihood of a bun lift.
Or at least the need for one, yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like plastic surgery.
Very simple.
Not that kind of bun.
Very simple.
Not that kind.
Just lift up the bun and look.
Now, we did touch on this very briefly on Friday, and I meant no pun when I said touch. Igloo is expanding a February recall of more than 1 million of its 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling coolers.
Yeah.
After the company says it has since received reports of 78 26 finger amputations, bone fractures, and slashes.
I know there's nothing funny about a finger amputation. I truly know that. But anyone who's ever had like a fold-up stroller, I mean, you know, there are certain products in your life, and the fold-up stroller is one of them, where you do one thing wrong.
Car doors.
Golf push cart.
You car do doors.
That click gear, that click you're hearing is the loss of a finger. And I've got one. I love the click gear. But what is it specifically about? Is it the latches, Sam, that pull up and catch and then you pull it up? Is that what's catching the fingers?
So what messed with me back in the day was they have like those universal handles where no matter where you grab it on the handle, it will just slide up, right? Like it's not a specific lever, a fixed lever handle. It's a slide handle per se. And if you happen to have your finger in the way when it is doing the sliding maneuver and it's a heavy cooler, you can now only count to 9.
How long have they known this has been going on? Because I feel like
since February.
When you had like, I don't know, maybe your second or third finger, quote, amputation, that would have been the time to maybe tell people that this was happening.
But this has been a hazard with cooler models. I don't know particularly if they were Igloo or not since I was a child.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
When you see some, and I know that there's nothing funny about somebody losing a finger, but when you see somebody and they're missing a finger, don't you want to ask them what happened?
What happened? Yes.
We had a guy who worked here years and years ago who was missing his ring finger. I can't remember on which hand.
All of it?
Almost all of it.
Okay.
Ooh. About 2/3 of it.
Oh, I would rather have the whole thing
and
gone.
I always wanted to ask him, what happened to your finger? But I never had the guts.
It never came up like, oh, did you hear the other day? There's like, you know, something. And then you go, oh, hey, while we're on the subject, what happened to your ring finger?
No. I thought it would be like akin to somebody saying, where'd you get that scar on your face?
My grandfather served in the Navy
okay.
and then worked for KCP&L for 40 years. Dangerous job, right?
Yeah.
Both of them.
He's missing half, he has since passed, missing half of his ring finger.
On which hand?
His right hand.
Okay. Did you ever ask?
From a lawnmower incident.
Oh, lawnmower incident.
Almost always a lawnmower.
The Navy and working for the power company for 40 years.
Nothing.
Kept all digits.
He goes to cut his lawn.
Retires.
Down a finger.
Loses a digit.
What was one doing putting his hand in the underbelly of a lawnmower?
You know, I didn't get that far into the detail.
Huh.
Do you ever stress out just thinking about going down into the garbage disposal, even though you're nowhere near the switch?
And it's off.
Like it's usually like a pop top goes down there or the little plastic thing that you put on the bread twisty tie thing. Mm-hmm. You go in to get it. I stress out every single time that thing is going to spontaneously grind to life. Even though the switch is way over there,
right.
There's no one near the switch.
Right.
I have a phobia about sticking my hand in that hole.
Every blue moon. Dang it,
I think it's very common. I think that's a common phobia. I bet there's a name for it. Let me look.
I share the same phobia. I just wouldn't phrase it that way.
I just think everybody does.
Phobia. Shut up.
I have to stare at the switch when I stick my hand in that hole. And I also have the fear that when I do grab whatever I'm reaching for, you know, like your fist gets bigger when you close it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to get stuck and I won't be able to get my hand back out once I grab.
Well, then you just turn it on.
If you are experiencing significant distress or anxiety related to garbage disposals, it is recommended to consult with a mental health professional. They can help you identify the specific triggers and develop coping strategies. The coping strategy is you don't put anything down there that needs rescued.
So the only thing I can remember having to get out of the garbage, because if you don't get it out, every time you use it, all you hear is,
it's terrible.
It was a quarter.
Oh, that is the worst. Or a spoon is the worst.
Yeah. I dropped it. I don't know if it was on the counter right next to the sink or whatever, but I lost a quarter down the garbage disposal. And as soon as you see it go down, you're like, oh, man.
You know what we need? A garbage disposal magnet that you would dangle down in there.
Ooh.
and it would just magnet whatever you've dropped, and then you don't have to put your hand down there.
Magnetize?
The drain is made of metal. The garbage disposal is made of metal.
Oh, yeah. It would just magnetize to the metal. Did you see the story? I had this in my stack a couple days ago, Scott, and we never got to it. That there is someone, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 days ago, who got caught in a cemetery covered in dirt and mud. And police were like, son, what are we doing out here? No. He had dug down into one of the grave sites, I assume one of the more freshly dug grave sites, to retrieve the rings off the decedent's fingers.
Was he related to the decedent?
I don't believe so. And I said to Sam out in the newsroom, maybe this was when you were off, because I said, why do we still bury our loved ones with anything of value? Explain to me why you would do that.
You are literally
throwing away, you know, that person is no longer with us. Their spirit does not care whether or not they're wearing a Rolex. So why do you put something of value? If you cremated them, you wouldn't cremate them with the jewelry.
No, I can
take it off.
I can understand putting something sentimental in there, a note.
But yes, 100%, but not gold nugget ring.
But let's look at that idea too. I remember when my dad died, I put a note inside of his casket.
Yep.
Why? It's not like he's going to be six feet under and start reading it.
I think that's lovely, and I think that makes you feel better. And I think that's a lovely gesture. The gold and the diamonds and all that, I have never understood that.
If they want to be buried with that bit of jewelry, you are simply honoring their wishes.
But why would they want to be buried with that kind of jewelry? I mean, maybe, I guess if you're married for like 50, 60, 70 years, and you wanted to be buried with your wedding band on. But to Dana's point, why wouldn't they want the family to have that?
Melt it down and make a necklace out of it. It was in Indiana. Police say he dug up a grave in search of a gold ring. A Fishers police officer was patrolling near Oaklawn Memorial Gardens on May 12th when they noticed a suspicious vehicle. The vehicle was empty, but the officer saw a gun and drug paraphernalia. Mm-hmm. Here we go. When the officer got there, a man walked out of the wooded area, quote, covered in dirt from head to toe. The man, later identified as 24-year-old Seth Davidson, told the officer it was his car. He worked at the cemetery. He then told the officer that he had recently buried an urn with a gold ring inside, and he couldn't stop thinking about it. He said he dug up the urn and planned to pawn the ring, but when he saw the officer, he hid it behind a dumpster.
Huh. So then why bury somebody in a $2,000 suit?
We buried my dad in his army uniform.
Why bury them in a $8,000 box?
That's a great point.
Why do we bury people at all?
He was, listen to this, charged with felony theft, criminal trespass, cemetery mischief. That is a law.
That's a crime.
What did he do? He mischieved around the cemetery and disturbing ground for artifacts from a grave. That is also a separate law.
Grave robbing is what that charge is. 913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are under a tornado watch until 9 o'clock. Most of the severe weather that we experienced here within the past hour is up north, just east of St. Joe, over by Chillicothe.
Looks like Brookside got stepped on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Livingston County remains under a tornado watch until 9 p.m.
What do you do with that big old tree that's now broken in half?
Oh, I know, Brookside.
Cry.
Yeah. I know.
And then cut it down.
Let's go to, we're talking, I don't know how we got started on this, but it was the guy up in Indiana or wherever.
You mentioned Ring and then it was all over for me. I was like, yep, I got nothing.
Squirrel. Anyway, we got to, why do we bury people with their jewelry on and in their Sunday best? And I asked, why do we bury people at all? Because I have no interest in being buried. Ted in Garnett. Ted, hello.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So I worked for a large cemetery firm in Kansas City. They had 9 different cemeteries, and we used to see weird things that people would do. First of all, we wouldn't allow you to bury your pet with you if you had a pet that you really liked and loved, and you died and the pet was cremated. We wouldn't let anybody put their pet in the box with them. But I did have people who would show up a day later with the cremains from a pet, and they would dig their own hole on top of their father's or their mother's grave and bury the pet.
Oh.
And then, I had somebody who showed up at the cemetery a day after his father-in-law was buried, and he hated his father-in-law. And my grounds crew caught him urinating on his father-in-law's grave.
Oh my gosh.
They took pictures of him with a cell phone.
Oh my God.
That's some hate right there.
Is there a charge for that, Ted? Like, did you guys call police or was it just like, please don't come back here?
Well, I mean, you can't tell him to come back. I mean, his family was buried in that cemetery as well. But what do you do? I mean, they showed it to me, and we made a phone call and let him know, that's not allowed. We do have families that can catch you doing this. And to our knowledge, he never came back. Or if he did, he might have come back at night because there were no gates across the cemetery.
But wait, do you remember? Was he sorry or was he like just... my bad.
Oh, no. There was no. There was no remorse for what he did.
God.
So it's
none whatsoever.
It's one thing to hate your father-in-law so much that you almost take a little bit of happiness out of the fact that he no longer walks on this planet. But to go out of your way to drive to the cemetery so you can urinate on his grave.
That's something. Oh,
yeah. That is some hate.
Yeah, some serious hate. We had another, the last one I can tell you is we had another one where the young man died in a fiery car crash, and he was only, like 20, 21, and it was a massive funeral. There were several hundred people at the gravesite, and it was an Eastern Orthodox service. Mm-hmm. And we never would allow family members or anybody to watch the internment of the box
right.
as we lowered it in. We wanted everybody to leave. And his sister was so distraught at the loss of her brother that there were three or four Eastern Orthodox priests around, plus all the mourners. She threw herself on top of the casket as it was going down.
Oh.
Wailing, gnashing teeth, screaming and hollering. And once it starts to go down, it's really hard to stop. Because of all the weight.
Oh, my God.
You pull the little chocks on all four corners, and it starts to descend on its own. She was pretty much underground, and my grounds crew rushed in to try and get her off of it. It was quite an undertaking.
Let me ask you, really?
No,
undertaking?
No pun intended.
Yeah, I know. It was a play on words.
We got it. Let me ask you something real quick, because I find this fascinating. Why do you not allow people to see the casket being lowered into the ground? What's the point?
It's because it's a mourning thing. Once the casket goes in and it's a vault and you put the lid on the vault, then for the grounds crew to spread dirt, they actually have to stand on top of the vault. And that can be very unnerving for families because the vault is not a tight fit in the hole. There's surface around.
Got it.
There's a space around it. So you have to put the dirt in. You tamp it down so it's a tight fit. And then you put dirt on top of that and you tamp it down again. When you visit a gravesite after somebody's been buried and you see the mound of dirt, that is always going to settle because you can never compact the dirt like it was before you dug it up. And then 6 months later, a year later, they'll come back, the grounds crew will come back and fill the hole in so it's level now with the surface around it, replant grass seed. But because people, you've gone through enough grief on your own, mourning for whoever you lost, but then to stand there and watch it, watch it go in the ground is another thing. But Spanish people, Hispanic people, want to throw dirt. So we did a service. We do a service up in Kansas City, Kansas, with a lot of Hispanic families, and we buckets full of 5 gallon buckets full of dirt.
Yeah.
And they would come by and grab a handful and throw it in. The other thing they would do would be to put roses in.
I've seen that. Yeah.
And I trained bird dogs and retrievers for 40 some years, and I had a client who. I don't know what his background was. I suspect it was drug-oriented, but I also barbecued competitively for a long time. So when he passed, his family asked me, would you cater the service? And I said, yeah, but I did not know we were going to do it at the cemetery. Okay. And this was in Lawrence. So I wheeled up with my catering business, and we had barbecued ribs and pulled pork and everything else. And when they lowered the casket into the ground...
Yeah.
They dropped in full bottles of, after they put some dirt in, they dropped in full bottles of Jack Daniels, a couple cases of beer.
Huh.
They took, I wrapped a full slab of ribs, a whole brisket, potato salad, everything else. They put that in there with him.
Oh, right. Wow.
I got to stop you there, Ted.
Where did you say this grave was?
In Lawrence.
It would be rank now.
That sounds like a party.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Federal officials are investigating why two planes got dangerously close on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport earlier this month, despite the airport being equipped with an advanced surface radar system that is designed to prevent these close calls. Both the FAA and the NTSB said today that they are investigating the May 6th incident when a Republic Airways jet had to abort takeoff because a United Airlines plane was still taxiing across the runway. In audio from the tower that ABC obtained from liveatc.net, the air traffic control said to the pilot of the Republic Airways jet, "Sorry, I thought United had cleared well before that."
Did he say, "My bad, bruh"?
He did, yes, later on.
"Excuse me, dude, trying to fly here." We also had two Alaskan airline jets clip wings. I believe it was in Seattle. They were both California bound. Those planes were packed full of people, and, well, neither of them made it to California.
Okay. Could we please talk about the sailboat and the boom, oops, what the hell? Oh, what? Have you seen that video?
I have seen it.
What happened?
So this is a Mexican naval vessel that has sails. I thought we developed past that, but I guess not for military vehicles. It is on a, what's the word I'm looking for here? Goodwill tour. And it was in New York City, and it ran into the Brooklyn Bridge when it lost power in its engine. It was trying to get out of New York City to go to Iceland. That's their next stop on this Goodwill tour. Clearly, it's not going to Iceland now.
To make matters worse, they had all of the crew up and in formation on all of the mast supports. So a couple of the sailors who died were...
They were not on the mast. They were killed by pieces of the mast falling down onto the deck, is my understanding.
But like the supports for the sails coming off of the mast, they go into formation where they're all lined up on those supports.
Got it.
And the sailors were on those supports when it hit the bridge.
Oof. The bridge was shut down for 40 minutes. Two of the Mexican sailors died.
Have you watched?
About a dozen were hurt.
There's probably 50 videos of this because the sailboat was so stunning. Think like the Nina and the Pinta and the Santa Maria.
Wow.
This is sort of what
very good.
Sort of what it looked like the old type of ship that your dad would somehow construct in a bottle. And it was all lit up, okay? So as it was going by, people were commenting on how beautiful it was. And then at some point it was like, wait, there's a bridge right there. Like, yeah. And so then everybody's filming, like, what's going on? Yeah. And then one guy said he thought it was part of a movie. He thought they were filming a movie. He's like, because there's no way, right?
Well, they have this gigantic Mexican flag that's flying off the top, if I'm not mistaken, from the video that I saw. And then they just ram into the bridge.
And the water, there was high wind, so the water was very choppy. So once they lost power, they were still moving. Thankfully, none of the sails were down.
The day of reckoning for the Philadelphia Eagles' infamous tush-push play is approaching. NFL team owners tabled a vote on the Green Bay Packers' proposed rule change to ban the brotherly shove earlier this spring at the annual league meeting in Florida. But outlets are now reporting that the group of 32 team owners is now ready for the vote and will meet in Minneapolis tomorrow and Wednesday and make a final decision.
How do we feel? How do we feel?
I actually like the play. And
I do, too.
Just because you can't figure out a way to stop it doesn't mean that it should be banned. There's nothing about the play that I can find that's illegal.
If you're worried about your quarterback, as we were, you tell him he cannot be involved in the tush-push.
Well, we saw other teams grab their tight end and have them do the tush-push.
Yep.
Kind of like a wildcat.
Yeah.
Tush-push.
The only argument toward banning it would be very injury prone.
Who's been hurt doing the tush-push? Has anybody been hurt yet?
I'm sure that some people have, but
The best play ever, this was not last season, it might have been the season before last, was we could not get the football into the end zone. And then out of nowhere, Creed Humphrey comes flying in like Superman and just lands that gloriously stocky frame on top of that pile. And then it was a touchdown. So funny.
But Sam, back to your point about the injuries, shouldn't that be up to it? I mean, then a team would decide, well, we don't want to lose this player. They're too valuable to the team. We're not going to incorporate a play that some people think is inherently dangerous.
Right.
Well, it's like the same thing with the hip drop tackle. There is nothing, according to the NFL rules, there is nothing illegal about the hip drop tackle. In fact, many would argue that's how you tackle. Yeah. You have to use your body weight to bring the guy down. Otherwise, you're going to wrap him up and he's going to drag you all the way down the field, right?
Yeah.
Well, they decided, because people were getting ankle injuries, that if you swing your hips around after you tackle somebody, that's illegal.
Experts have issued a warning about a potential mega tsunami that could sweep away entire communities with its massive waves. Alaska, Hawaii, and the west coast of the mainland U.S. face an ongoing threat due to how close they are to these disaster zones. And the west coast just received a renewed warning. A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. How many of these specialty magazines are there?
A lot, and they meet weekly.
Revealed that an earthquake,
sort of social,
could erupt along the Cascadia Subduction Zone, a fault that stretches from northern Vancouver Island to California. A mega tsunami would be a disastrous wave caused by the displacement of ocean water, which can be triggered by earthquakes, landslides, volcanic eruptions. Well, do they have a date?
No. Start racking up those credit cards now.
Right.
Good luck.
Here's a story. These always bother me a little bit.
Really quickly, you were mentioning earthquakes.
Yeah.
And there are news outlets reporting this, so I would imagine that it's true. It's not just a social media video that went viral. The earthquake in Myanmar, they had a CCTV camera capture the shifting of the plate. There is a pillar in the middle of this CCTV camera, and you can see the ground behind the pillar move.
Wow.
It is wild. Look it up.
CCTV footage for the first time has caught the shift of the fault on tape. It's a little hard to see, but if you look it up, you will get results.
Watch the ground in the background, and you will watch the landscape.
Do you see the plates actually?
Here's what it looks like, Scott. If here's my two hands, you guys, side by side.
Okay.
If you take your right hand and just slide it over your left hand, like you're doing the no.
You literally see the plate merge on top of the other
part of the earth over here. Just
for the first time ever, you can watch the horizon move.
Oh, it's weird.
It is wild. First time ever caught on camera.
Wow.
If you saw that in nature and you were just, can you even imagine?
Well, that's when I go and look for a new pair of pants.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, I wanted to bring that up.
No, I'm glad you did. At just 14, an Illinois boy was taking advanced college courses with much older students, and he recently graduated with a double degree. Ben Bamerick, 14 years old, is still a couple of years away from being able to get a driver's license, but on Friday of last week, he walked across the stage at Lewis University to receive a double degree in math and computer science. He is the youngest graduate ever in the school's history.
Yeah. I always feel bad for those kids, Scott.
I do too.
I mean, he's brilliant. He's probably going to help cure cancer, and I'm so happy for him and his family, but
3.9 GPA. He was homeschooled. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
Says he wants to start a career doing research with artificial intelligence.
Oh, well, okay.
Homeschooling is the only way that he would be able to get something like that done.
He tested out of high school and junior college at the age of 10.
I know.
Here's
then, do you go take him to see Toy Story when the new Toy Story comes out?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
And I'm torn because, you know, do you hold him back and hold him back?
No.
And give him that childhood experience, all the while he is bored. He is, you know, he's not challenged. He's bored out of his brains because he's so much smarter than everybody else in the school. But now that he's a college grad at 14.
What do you do?
Does he get to go to prom?
No.
Does he get to go to a homecoming dance?
No. Well, first of all, he's only 10. That would be awkward, but no.
No, he's 14 now.
Oh, he's 14 now.
So
no.
He just graduated college. You know, he would, his friends, and I'm assuming he has some.
His interests are probably do not align with peers his age. That's my guess. I don't know. Because you would hope, do you like playing basketball? What? I don't know. I've never known anyone that smart, clearly.
I'm sitting right here.
Hey.
Come on.
What must that be none of us know.
Yeah, and I know he lives in, you know, in a world that we could never understand. But I feel sorry for kids that, you know, I do and I don't. He's so smart. It's almost, you're too smart. And you're not going to be able to enjoy the, you know, cruising up 4th Street.
No, I don't think he would get any
enjoyment.
Going
to the Taco John's.
Out of that.
Oh, he is missing out on so much.
I know.
What is he going to do with his life?
I know. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 on Dana and Parks. I can't remember if we did this late Friday, because that's when the news came out. If we did it on the air, if we just said, hey, we'll mention that on Monday. The Lufthansa plane that flew for 10 minutes.
Without a pilot.
Thank God it was on autopilot, yes. So apparently.
I don't know if I feel any better about that.
Apparently one of the pilots gets up to go to the restroom, and they have to go through the super secure door. Well, while he or she is in the restroom, the other pilot has a medical emergency or something? And passes out, faints, whatever. And whatever this other pilot was doing that took 10 minutes, he realizes or she realizes.
It was IBS.
Well, clearly.
Well, no, IBS would have come out a lot quicker than that.
Okay. Okay.
Come on.
By the way, the highest winds today, 76 miles per hour in Olathe.
That is a hurricane force wind.
That is correct.
It's a mighty wind.
That is 1 mile above hurricane force winds, and that was in Olathe. They got up into the 60s. In the Northland. Anyway, it was going from Frankfurt to Seville, Spain, and it was in February of last year, and now the news is just now getting out.
Have you ever noticed that's always how that works?
Yeah. Well, just like this near miss at LaGuardia was on May 6th. I should say near collision.
I have.
It was a miss, thank God.
Family announcement to make.
Oh, God.
I had not seen Bob or Marge
It's the birds.
In days. And I was starting to worry that they...
Well, America was worried.
Yeah, thank you. You know, they were always just out there on my stoop. And then I came out the other day, there's no Bob and there's no Marge. And I get a photo late Friday that just says, I found Bob and Marge.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
They are nestled down together in a little crevasse, if you will, by our patio set. And it is my firm belief and understanding that I'm about to be a bird grandma.
Lovely.
They have nested.
Lovely. Sam and I both thought you were going to say something else.
No,
like
I
needed to invest in a black suit and a nice tie. And
no,
everything.
I went online last night like a lunatic and bought bird seed because I don't think they're going and foraging for food right now. I think they're nesting.
Maybe what? Some new "I wasn't invited" T-shirts no. yeah. to be printed.
That's what I was thinking. Oh. I'm going to have to force my way into another event.
Be right there with you this time.
I'm a bird grandmother. How long does it take a bird to have eggs? And then when do the babies come out?
When the eggs crack?
Yeah. When
I am so invested in this, you guys. I go and I check every single night, but quietly because I don't want to startle them or give them anxiety during this very important time.
So where are they on your deck?
Yeah, they're like, there's a little crack between the wall and the patio set, and then okay. they have nested on top of the electrical, what do you call the orange extension cord?
Very safe.
Yeah, they're nesting.
That does not sound very safe.
On top of the orange, enormous extension cord.
What direction? Never mind, that's a dumb question
no
for
idea.
To ask. I'm not even going to ask
No idea.
Question.
But I did ask during today's
Why would you even
never
bother?
Mind.
During today's gale force winds, well, I said to Johnny, God, can man. You please go put an umbrella over them?
That's what I was about to say. They might be washed away depending on which direction.
I don't want Bob or Marge to...
The balcony is facing.
What do you call that when a bird gets tossed around in high gale force winds? It would be like flying, but they don't want to fly.
That's called death.
Right.
On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule.
Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.